Hi, moms. This is Heidi St. John. I've been thinking recently about the topic of worry as I have been walking through some things in my own family, and particularly some painful situations that have happened around us lately. I have realized how prone to worry I am. And last week I was reading in Matthew 24, where Jesus was reminding us of what our response to fearful things should be. He said, "You will hear wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed." Now, as moms, we are prone to lots of worry, and there's lots of things to worry about. We can worry about the health and well-being of our children. We can worry about finances. We can worry about current events. For goodness sake, you know, turn on the television. We can worry about our children's education, our relationships with others. But worrying does not profit us. Corrie ten Boom once said, "Worrying is carrying tomorrow's load with today's strength. Carrying 2 days at once, it is moving into tomorrow ahead of time." I love that. And so often our first response to fear is to panic. "The basis of panic is cowardice," said Oswald Chambers. Jesus tells us over and over that he can be trusted and that he is with us always. And you know what, Mom? At the end of the day, we either trust him or we don't. He's either faithful or he isn't. If you're struggling today with fear, I encourage you to get alone with the Lord and give that fear and worry to him. The Bible says, "Cast your cares upon the Lord, knowing that he cares for you." For more encouragement, visit me online at thebusymom.com.